Hello, everybody. How's it going?
Hello.
I'm Michael Scott's old hairline.
Oh my gosh.
And that's
So
Kyler.
I'm Michael Scott's current hairline, or just Kyler,
Well, why do you get to
whatever,
be Michael
whichever.
Scott's current hairline? I want to be.
You already chose.
Well, you
It's
can't just steal
over.
my fucking joke. You got to come up with something else.
What am I supposed to be then?
I
Okay, I'll
don't
be
know.
Stanley's hairline. I'm sorry, I'm not original.
What?
Rewind, rewind. Okay, I'm Kyler. Fine, since
Moving
I can't have the
on.
hairline thing. I'm just
Goodness me.
Kyler. Oh my gosh. Anywho,
You're just Kyler. You could
we're
have been something
back.
else from the show. You didn't have to be his damn
Can
hairline. You heard me. I want to
you
be. I'm
stop
Michael
so we can
Scott's new
get through
hairline.
the
I'm reintroducing
introduction?
myself.
We
Hi,
haven't even
guys.
gotten to the episode. Oh
Whatever.
my gosh.
All right.
So, hi guys.
Hello. It's nice
Okay.
to see all of you again.
Okay.
How's it going out there? How's life? Is it hard? Because our life is hard.
Our life is very hard.
It's too hard. But getting to the episode, getting to the real reason we're here. Okay.
Olympics.
The Office Olympics is so fucking lit. I'm so happy that it's finally here.
It's pretty lit.
Pretty lit.
I'll read the synopsis.
Do that.
It says with Michael and Dwight out of the office on a quote work related quote condo search,
Do they
Jim and
use
Pam hold the
quotes?
first. Yes. Because it's not work related at all,
They ain't
obviously.
shit.
Jim and Pam hold the first Dunder Mifflin Olympic Games.
But there was never another one.
True. There should have been. It
There
should have
should have
been an
been.
annual thing. Or
There
maybe they
really should
just
have
didn't
been.
show it.
Maybe.
It could have been happening in the background.
Probably.
But yeah,
Okay.
I love how Michael can just spend an entire day away from the office searching for a condo.
And
Like, how do you
literally
have
the same amount of work gets done. The
To be
same
honest,
amount of work gets done.
he doesn't do anything in his office anyway when he's there except twiddle his thumbs and tell jokes. So
That's true.
maybe he was more productive by looking for a condo.
Maybe. But let's start with this cold opening in which
Oh
Michael
my gosh.
in which Michael is in his office at very early in the fucking morning and has Ryan bring him a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. For what? Why are you up so early?
Nobody in this office hates their life more than Ryan, I promise
And
you.
apparently,
It's
like, I'm
just
getting like vibes that, that the temp is also the boss's assistant, but isn't that also Pam's job?
Exactly. She's the
But
receptionist, so
Pam's
she's kind
like,
of also his assistant.
you better not ever call me before 9 o'clock or after 5 o'clock. Okay, we are
True.
strictly work friends. Don't get it twisted, okay?
So, is a temp just an intern then? Is that
But a
basically
temp gets
Ryan's job?
paid.
I don't get his job then. What else does he do when he's
What do
not doing
any of
something
them
for
do?
Michael? I know, but seriously, like, I only see him fetching things for Michael or driving Top Packer around or something stupid.
So he's basically like getting paid to be an assistant because he doesn't have a real job.
No, he doesn't.
Why does a mid-level paper supply company need a damn temp? What the hell? They're trying to lay people off and then they need a temp?
Yeah, like it makes no sense. What do you need a temp for?
No
I feel like it
sense
was
at
just Michael's
all.
idea. I feel like it was just Michael's idea, to be honest.
Probably. There was a moment in their office when Dwight was like, we should bring the stocks back because that's how they used to punish people at the guillotine and shit like that. And I'm like,
Yeah.
how neo-Nazi of him, you know? Dwight's just revealing himself more and more. He's probably an all lives matter kind of person, you know.
Oh, he definitely is.
Love the law
He
enforcement.
says some crazy things in this episode.
Really?
Like,
Like
not
some
that
really crazy
crazy,
shit.
but like things that just tell you, okay, he's a little different from me. He thinks a little differently than I do about life.
No, he's
But
not like
like,
that.
I'll wait to say the things when we get to them, and, you know, in chronological order. But he says some weird things. So basically, the premise for this episode is Michael and Dwight are out on a work-related trip, which is them looking at his new condo that he's about to buy. And then while they're gone, the whole office has the Office Olympics, which I thought was pretty cute, because whenever Jim is happy, I just find it really adorable. And he got really, really excited about this.
He really did. So and I he found doesn't that get excited really cute.
I know. And when he's excited, he, like, radiates it and then makes everyone happy. It's just really cute. So I liked
that. So then Jim died, basically, at his desk, and Pam and Jim have this agreement where if one of them dies, the other one has to bring them back to life. So Jim goes over to Pam's desk, and then Pam, trifling ass, says, I have this game where I throw things into Dwight's coffee mug.
And this man, I mean... We can, okay, but we can all agree that Dwight deserves it, but still, come on, Pam, like, you're better than that.
That's
like,
nasty, don't do that. Okay, yeah, that's it just is. Nasty.
She you was can't throwing justify paper that. Clips. She was throwing paper clips in there. That's dangerous, Pam.
That's fucking nasty. And then she's like, did you see? Look, here's this message that's for Dwight. Let's throw that. Like, bitch, he has to live off of this.
I'm just thinking, like, I've always thought Pam was, like, this innocent, like, you know, office worker. But, like, she wrote the negative thing about Michael in the bathroom. She's throwing stuff in Dwight's coffee. Like, I feel like there's little things that she did that we didn't notice before.
Receptionist
like, okay, Pam.
Of the year.
Pam. Like, okay, Pam. Trying to get a little savage, I see.
Clearly. So, there was the moment when Dwight was in his confessional. He was talking about how, like, how he and Mike are, like, yin and yang. You know, Butch Cassidy and Butch Cassidy's friend. And he's like, I'm like Butch Cassidy and Michael's like Mozart. What the fuck does that... What about...
What does that even mean?
I don't know! Wasn't there that movie that was called Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? Never saw it, but I've heard the title plenty of times. So couldn't he be Butch Cassidy
I've never
and
heard
be
of
the
that.
Sundance Kid?
Well, if you look up Butch Cassidy and Mozart, The Office is the only thing that comes up.
Literally.
So I'm pretty sure Dwight made up this these two references to each other.
Well, he said he was like
have
Mozart
to do with each other.
And then Michael's Mozart and Dwight's Mozart's friend. But it's funny how he always puts himself in the sidekick position. Like, he's never the leading man, even in his own life.
That's kind of sad. Because you would think he would do that because he thinks he's so much better than everybody else. But when it comes to Michael, he's so okay with being the, you know, the lesser.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So then he goes up to Pam's desk and he's like, hey, Pam, so I'm leaving to go and sign on my condo. Did you change all of my subscriptions? Did you get my cracked magazine? And what is Cracked Magazine?
I don't know, but he seemed embarrassed by it when she said it louder. I'm looking it up, too. He seemed pretty embarrassed about it, but he was still talking about it on camera. I'm like, what is it? Why did you even mention it if you were going to be embarrassed about it?
And he's also like, it's an American humor magazine, so that makes sense that he'd be into it.
Maybe it's just because it's not that serious. So that's why he started bringing up, like, the really serious contemporary magazines. That he doesn't
like,
even
subscribe
to.
And then he's like, I subscribe to Fine Arts Aficionado Monthly. And I'm like, you know what, Michael? Me too.
Like, same, Michael. Don't we all?
Don't we all? Facts. So we're at the point where Pam and Jim are going around the office and they're trying to like find games. So then Jim goes over to accounting and he's like asking Oscar about some expense reports or some shit. And then he sees that like there's like this scoreboard underneath Oscar's, desk. I mean, well, it's on his desk. And he goes, what the hell is this? And then he's like, me and Kevin play this football game and when we're bored. And it goes back for 2 years of this football game. It's covered. And then he's like, well, Kevin's like, well, we're bored a lot. And I'm like, that is the saddest
thing. That's a lot of boredom.
Paper football at your desk, and they call it hate ball because Angela hates it.
But then again, what doesn't she hate except her cats? So, but yeah, that's a lot of boredom. Angela. True.
She goes, but I don't ever want to work that hard. And goes home.
I don't want to work that hard.
Me either.
She just, I don't want to be that bitter.
I don't want to be that bitter. And maybe that's why she's so bitter, because she has to work so damn hard.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Jim's basically going around the office, finding little games that people play, because he's finally recognizing that everybody isn't super bored. Like, people have little games that they play. So I think he finds Dunderball from Toby, and he incorporates that into the Olympics. Like, they find all these games to incorporate into the first ever Dunder Olympics, which they were, Jim and Pam were really excited about. And Jam was just really cute about their whole planning the Olympics thing. It was adorable.
And you remember how, like, Pam goes over to Angela, and she's like, do you got any games? And she's like, and here is where it comes from, guys. And she's like, oh yeah, I have this game that I play every day. I see how many times Jim gets up and goes to your desk. And then she's like,
it's called Pam Pong.
She's Pam Pong. I call it Pam Pong. How many I did Pam Pong for this episode, and it's only two times.
Okay. On the scale of how many times people in the office get up and go to each other, that's a good amount. I guess usually they sit at their desks all day.
I'm sorry, I have the hiccups.
It's all good.
But if you, like, don't count, like, you know, them being, like, next to each other at all times during, you know, the office Olympics, then, yeah, I guess so. So now... That's true.
We should start playing Pam Pong for every episode.
We really should. I was doing that in the beginning, yeah. But then I just forgot. But I'm gonna get back on it. Pam Pong.
Yeah, we need to get back on that.
Pam Pong. Okay, so now we get to the part... where we're with Michael and we're with Dwight at his apartment complex, and he's standing outside and he's talking about how, like, I can just see it, you know, my grandkids playing in this little area that's a patch of grass that's not really a lawn or whatever. And then he pauses, and then he's like, wait, this isn't the house. This isn't the right house. And he turns around, and his house is the other one. So he didn't even remember his own address.
He was planning his whole future. He's planning his whole future at this house that wasn't even his. He turned around and was like, oh, no, it's this one. It's this one.
Oh, and then we get to Steve Carell's hot-ass wife, Nancy, a.k.a. Carol.
Yes, Carol, the Nancy. Realtor.
Is she, what's the difference
if you didn't know. If you didn't know, the realtor is married to Steve Carell in real life. Nancy Carell.
What's the difference between a realtor and a real estate agent?
Aren't they the exact same thing?
I truly have no idea.
I am pretty sure they're the same thing.
Well,
they just show houses and, like...
Anyway, they are there at the house. And he is... you know, going through the house, and they're critiquing the whole thing. And then Dwight reveals that he owns a 60-acre beet farm with his cousin, Mose, who you will meet very soon.
Oh, but
this
Mose.
Man, who doesn't even seem competent enough to do anything, owns and is the proprietor... not proprietor, that's not the right word, but, like, owns a 60-acre beet farm. Like, he cares for this land.
Yeah. Passed down generation to generation. All the shroots. It is shroot farms.
Yeah. And fun fact, his cousin Mose, who's played by Michael Schur, is the creator of this show. Also the creator of Parks and Rec.
NBD. Seriously? Mind blown. My mind was blown when I found that out. I was like,
me
Mose
too,
of all
because
people?
Who would have thought?
Like, that is insane.
Does he do any other acting?
But probably not. I mean, if you're the creator of a show, I feel like, why would you even need to act in anything ever? Like, I'm surprised he even acted in his own show.
Who? I don't even understand the importance of Mose as a character, but I appreciate it. Thank you, Michael.
I appreciate it, too. It gives Dwight, you see a little of his background, kind of, with his relationship with Mose. I don't know, it helps. But also, while Dwight and Michael are, like, going through the house and, like, critiquing it and everything, like, Michael was talking about putting a flat screen on one of the walls, and Dwight goes, the walls are too thin. What if a neighbor throws his wife into the wall? I'm like, why is that the hypothetical situation?
That's exactly what I said! I was like, why is that the first thing that your mind went to?
I guess he thinks that happens daily. I'm like, what year is this? It is 2016. Well, no. What year was this? Still, it was probably like 2003 when this came out. And he's like, what if somebody just throws his wife into a wall and you hear it? I'm like, Dwight, that's not just okay anymore. We don't just listen to that happen and not say anything. Like, we call the police now. Like, oh my gosh. Oh, Dwight.
Truly will never understand. Truly.
I'll never understand this man.
When the president of the homeowners association is like, you know, this is a very gay friendly neighborhood. And then.
Right, right.
And then I was like, confused as fuck. He's like, okay. Like, I don't know why you're telling me this, but good for him. And then right after that, Dwight leans in and whispers in his ear, let's go check out the master bedroom.
And he did that with no, like, thinking about it. Like, he just did that. Like, that was a natural question for him to ask.
He had no clue.
And he didn't see any implications behind that at all, which makes it that much funnier.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That was hilarious. That was a really good moment.
Okay, so they get to the point where they're playing the Dunder Mifflin Olympics. And, you know, Angela, it was shady as fuck during the opening ceremony when Pam had made this nice-ass banner and they're all in the kitchen doing their damn thing. And this bitch, Angela, walks right through it. Angela walks right through it to get her lunch out of the refrigerator, gives everybody a dirty look, and goes back to her desk without saying a word to them. Like, how dare you? I live to be that so shady. I hope in my life that I can be that shady. I don't aspire to her level of shade.
No one ever can. She does it like no other. Like, I don't even know how she can do it. So and shady. Like,
it's funny because early in the episode when Jim went to Stanley and he's like, Stanley, do you have any games? And Stan's like, yeah, I got a game. It's called Work Hard so my kids can go to school. And I'm like, Stanley ain't got time for none of this shit. Like, he's here
that
to collect
That was one of my
check.
Quotes of the episode. And that was one of my quotes of the episode. Home. That was hilarious to me.
But oh my then gosh. He's yeah. playing the games.
They get everyone into it, which is so nice. Like, everybody gets excited about it. Even people who didn't want to play at first. Like, as time goes on, they're like, why not? So, but like, that's important when you work at an office like that. Like, it's important to, like, let loose sometimes.
That's true. So, like, I wanted to ask you, like, what games would you play?
Ooh, in the office Olympics? Ooh, that's a good question. Let's see. I really like, well, this is kind of stealing theirs, but I like the football game where you hold your fingers up like a big football thingy and people flick it through. I feel like I would be good at that. Ooh, also, I would be good at those three-legged races. I mean, there's not much room in the office, but if we, like, went on the parking lot, I would be good at that. What about you? Okay, what games would you play? Cool.
I think I'd be good at, like, lifting, like, stacks of paper or something. Or, like, I don't know, like, some bullshit. I really like the coffee in cup in hand race. That was my favorite one. And they, like, had to do it without spilling it so much. That was really cute. I loved it. You know what else I love? Well, first of all, before we move on. So, like, they get to the point where Michael's like, I don't want to buy this house. I don't want to do this. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then Michael is like, well, and then Dwight's like, well, how long are you living here? And then he's like, well, I signed a 10-year lease. And then she's like, no, it's a 30-year lease. It's 10-year fixed, but 30-year total. And, like, who the fuck signs a lease for a home? for 30 years and doesn't know. And moreover, who signs a lease for a 30 year lease on a condo that's 2 feet by 2 feet? Who does that?
Michael Scott, that's who, and no one else ever. Seriously, it's ridiculous. Like, he doesn't, he's such a child. It doesn't make any sense. He can't make any adult decisions.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
It's sad.
And it's like,
sadly amazing.
And then another thing that comes up is like, why did Dwight accept his offer to rent out the third bedroom when he owns a 60 acres of land? 60 by himself. Well, with Mose, but mostly by himself. Mose don't do shit. But it's fine. We all make mistakes.
Seriously. It was a ridiculous decision.
That's true. He signed.
We don't make mistakes that big. He would have lost $7,000 if he walked away right then. Like, oh my gosh.
But I think it would have been better to lose $7,000 than to sign 30 years of a lease on a condo that you can only move one way in.
That's true.
At a time. You can only move, you know, horizontally or vertically. You can't really move to both at the same time. There's not enough
that's
room
a good,
in that place
That's a pretty
for that
good
shit.
Point. But yeah, after that whole debacle, Michael and Dwight return to the office looking very sad. And then the Office Olympics just ends. Like, everybody just goes back to their desks, act like nothing happened. And then Jim's face just drops. It makes me so sad. He's just, like, heartbroken because nobody wants to play anymore. It's just like, guys. But, yeah, I guess nobody wanted to play when Michael comes in. Even though he would love something like that, I don't even know why they would stop playing. Like, he wouldn't care if they did, to be honest.
True. And then we had the closing ceremony, which I thought was so beautiful. I think they've really been ending all these episodes on really good notes so far, and I am for it.
They have. It was so sentimental, and like, I wasn't expecting that.
So sentimental. And Michael got up there, and somebody was, I think, was somebody singing the national anthem?
Or no, I think Pam just played it on a radio.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And Michael was tearing up.
He was.
I have never
like
been
the whole
one
office tried to cheer
to get
him
that
up.
Damn emotional over the national anthem.
True. He was emotional because like all his employees are trying to cheer him up.
I mean, it just ended in a. I think it just really ended in a really cute way, and like, and Ryan's an asshole for throwing his medal in the fucking trash can, but fuck him for life.
Yeah. Ryan's the worst. Well, no, Todd Packer is the worst, but Ryan is up there.
So, what was your quote of the episode?
Oh. Well, my quote of the episode we already talked about. It was when Stanley said, yeah, I got a game. It's called Work Hard so my kids can go to college. And I also liked when Michael said, where are all the hot people?
Where are all
when
the hot people?
When he was moving
people?
Into his condo.
I love it because he's like, there's a rule of thumb. You're never supposed to be the most attractive person in your development. And he was the most attractive person. Apparently, even though he didn't actually see any of the other people. But whatever. So, my quote of the episode had to be when Michael was like, well, no, it's when Carol says, you know, it's a very gay-friendly neighborhood. And then Michael says, okay. And then Dwight whispers into his ear, let's go check out the
master bedroom. That was a great one. That was a great one.
Gold.
That was amazing.
And I used to look at that, honestly, as just such a throwaway moment.
It because nobody will notice it.
But I think watching
it
more critically, I just see.
Nobody really will notice it, but it's so funny. That was a pretty good one. That was pretty good.
It's so funny.
What would you rate this episode?
Okay. What did you rate the episode? Oh, well, you go first.
Who's going first? Me or you? Me? Okay.
I said you go first.
Let's see. I feel like I always give every episode the same score, but I'm going to say an 8 because...
Cute.
I don't know why I'm not giving it a 10, actually, because I really enjoyed it. But I feel like 8 is safe. So I'm going to say 8 because I enjoyed... Well, this is mean, but I enjoy Sad Michael just because it's kind of funny to me. It makes me sad, but it's also kind of funny. And I just liked when the whole...
Yeah, you've told me, you said that before. Sad Michael.
I'm not evil, guys. It's just entertaining. And it makes me a little sad sometimes, too. But I like Sad Michael, and I just liked the ensembleness of this episode. I use that word way too much, and it's not that great of a word, but... Everybody came together, and they were all having fun together, and Jim was so happy, and Jim and Pam were, like, gazing at each other the whole episode in awe. It was just really cute, and everybody had a good day. So, it's always a good day when everybody has a good day.
Yeah, I kind of gave it, I gave it an 8, and, like, for the exact same reason. I think it was just really cute how they all had a good day, they did some fun stuff, we got some laughs out of Sad Michael. It was a good time. All right, well, that's going to do it for us this week. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, guys.